From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. More than 3 million cars and trucks worldwide are being recalled. Honda, Toyota, BMW, Mazda, Nissan, and Pontiac all say some of their vehicles, made between 2001 and 2003, could potentially have faulty airbags. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
In Japan, there's a company called Takata. It started out making safety equipment such as parachutes and safety lines in the 30s, and it moved into cars, making some of the first seat belts, and on to making airbags for all types of cars.
I'm Albie Berman, and I'm the Vice President of Communications for Takata Corporation.
Berman says the company realized that many of the airbags placed in vehicles between 2001 and 2003 may not deploy properly in a crash. He says two things can happen because of a problem with the device inside the airbag.
One is that it will not fill the airbag, so the airbag will not function during a crash. And the second thing it could do is rupture to the point where it has flying parts, which could actually cause injury to the passengers.
So far, none of the automakers are aware of any deaths or injuries because of the defect. Chris Martin with Honda says years ago, a recall of this size would have been very unusual.
It's less unusual in these days with major automobile suppliers supplying to multiple global automakers. And, you know, when a common problem is discovered, it's something that's of concern for every automaker.
Steve Yeager with Nissan says recalls are more common, but that doesn't mean drivers should pay less attention.
When you get a safety recall letter, no matter what kind of car you drive, you should act on it. Go to your dealer, get it squared away, just so you have confidence in your vehicle 24/7.
Owners of some 2001 to 2003 Toyota, BMW, Honda, Mazda, Nissan, and Pontiac cars will be notified by first-class mail this May. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Culver City.